Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard the beginning, the instrumentation, if you will, which heralds the start of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the top 10 stories as recorded in the annals of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his staff. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through said charts, the people chart, the story chart. And then, by golly, Michael, I'll bet we'll be able to have some conversation about some of these very stories that are on the list. What do you think?
There's nothing really interesting happening anymore.
No, right, well, we'll make up some
stuff. It's sort of dragging down to a, you know, just this and that.
Right.
But we'll try to pull something out of this. So here we go. At number 10, we have a lot of conversation about the QAnon conspiracy theory. At number 9, the Israel-UAE agreement. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the economy, stimulus discussions, and the struggles being faced by business as it tries to reopen. In general, when I say business, across the board. At number 6, race relations, urban unrest, and homelessness. At number 5, health care and the race to find a safe and effective vaccine. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 3, challenges in opening schools, at least for in-person learning and for even, you know, remote learning. It's tough. They're facing a lot of problems. At number 2, the mail-in voting debate. And the only thing that could possibly be bigger than the mail-in voting debate, because there's been a huge amount of talk about that, has been the fact that Kamala Harris has been selected for the vice presidential nomination for the Democratic Party, and now we're off to the races. The People Survey, Sumner Redstone, the media mogul, died at number 10. Number 9, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll talk about her in a minute. Xi Jinping at 7, Vladimir Putin at 6, Nancy and Mitch at 5, Mike Pence at 4, Joe Biden at 3. This is one of those rare weeks with Donald Trump not at number 1, but at number 2. The number 1 person of conversation in America has been, this week, Kamala Harris. And there you go. It's an interesting week. I was just kidding when I said it was boring.
All right. Let's go back to number 10 and a discussion of a man who was maybe the last of the true media moguls. Sumner Redstone, why is it important for us to know, or maybe you can give us some insight into the history of this man, what he did, how media developed, if you will, in his watch and under his thumb, his single-handed power. I don't think there's anybody around now that holds the power that he did. What do you think?
He had great power, no question. He made a lot of money, and he had a tremendous influence over the media landscape. He was instrumental in the move in recent decades toward consolidation and the consolidation of power under one corporate umbrella in the media, which is what we have today. He did it with Viacom and CBS. To go any deeper into it would be, to do an hour documentary on the life and influence of Sumner Redstone. He was a big player, big mogul in what is today's media landscape, which is very different than the media landscape that people of our generation, you, me, and I'd say anybody over 45 or 50 years old, the world we grew up in is very different today in terms of who's running the media, how connected all the different voices in the media are in terms of, as you go higher and higher up the chain, you have people that control so many what appear to be different venues that are really all answering to the same boss.
Yep.
And that's, would you say various that was an accurate explanation?
Yeah, I think that was a brilliant explanation. Actually, going back to the 1996 Telecommunication Act, which was basically pushed through by a fellow that is a Massachusetts senator now. He was chairman of the House committee that oversaw telecommunications, put together this thing, and Redstone was smart enough, once it was passed, I'd imagine he probably helped get it passed, allowing for consolidation, as you've just said, radio, television, all in the hands of a few, which has been bad for the business and more bad for America, because there are fewer and fewer points of view being expressed, being accepted, whether it be in the news media, whether it be on network television, whether it be on the internet. The shouting down of opposing points of view has come about, in my mind anyway, as a result of all of this stuff. Everything's being consolidated. Very few people own and control the mass media. You can see another example of it is the radio world and Spotify and Sirius XM and the iHeart chain, all belonging to the same man, in essence. So if he doesn't like it, it's kind of like when Rupert Murdoch, before his sons came in and sort of took over Fox, what he said went. That's what you saw on the air. You know as well as I do that one of the large chains in radio, the political company that is Salem, if the guy who's at the top doesn't like it, doesn't get on the air. Is that good, or is it bad, or is it fair, or
is it
just?
It has to do with what the bigger picture is about. And to just provide a bit of counterpoint to what you're saying, concurrent to this that you've described and that I described has been the explosion of the democratized Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we have many points of view that are expressed.
But it is
many
it democratized. I just went through, interesting you bring that up, I just went through my Facebook page this morning and eliminated about a dozen people and a dozen comments that were unnecessary, that were untrue, that were angry, and I just thought to myself, what do I need to read that for? What does this guy need to be posting on my Facebook page for? Let him go take his dirt and put
it
someplace
else. That's what I'm saying. That's the counterpoint to one man controlling everything. Well, nobody controlling anything has equally disastrous results.
Yeah.
We have to.
So as a result of that, where do we get? We used to, 20 years ago or more, when we were talking about the same thing on this program, we would talk about Vox Populi. We would talk about talk radio being the town meeting, the town hall, where anybody could say anything, and it would be vetted by either the hosts or callers saying, that, coming 70 calls saying, that guy's crazy, that's not true, you know, stuff like that. And we don't have as much of that anymore, do we?
No, we don't. But now we have what's called preaching to the choir. We have targeted audiences.
Yeah.
And we tell people what they expect to hear from like-minded sources.
Mm-hmm.
We affirm, we do a daily dance of affirmation. We affirm their already held beliefs. So this is all part of the mishmash of today's media problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easily solved. So it's not just a matter of, oh, all the media is under one corporate roof. It's not true. All of the big-time media is under one corporate roof, but the grassroots media has mm-hmm. its own level of influence, and some of it is excellent, but some of it is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who really believe in free speech face a 21st century conundrum in terms of the paradox, if you will, in terms of the relationship between vetted, carefully constructed, objective journalism and free speech to say whatever you believe without necessarily having it suppressed by government or
by
regulators
of any
kind.
I mean, whether you like Facebook or some of the others or not, they are suppressing free speech, because when somebody puts up something like that, the people, the powers that be, I had something that I posted this week taken down because they felt, I don't even know why they took it down. It was something about the virus and what impact it was having, et cetera, et cetera. It was kind of a benign thing, and I was surprised that anything that I would post would get taken down.
Was that comment you made that Martians have the secret vaccine.
Yes, it's on its way now.
Why would they take that down? Everybody knows that.
Right. What's the matter with those people?
Really.
Yeah. 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with a question about, if we're talking about the virus, are you protecting yourself? Are you taking care of your family? Is everybody in the best shape possible to ward off or fight off the problems that are a result of COVID? And if the answer to that question is no, if your family is all overweight, if you're eating too much ice cream and cake and you're putting on the pounds, you're making yourself very vulnerable, according to everybody up and down, from Dr. Fauci on up and down, experts and people who may not be expert, but they've been able to figure out, wait a minute, look at all the people who are getting sick. They are overweight, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. So, the fix for losing weight, in my estimation, is the all-natural approach brought to us by Calitrin. Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally, because the main ingredient is collagen protein, which is natural to your body. Body stops making it when you get into your 20s, and that's when you start gaining weight. So if you want to get to learning the ins and outs of doing this, go to toploss.com and see the story behind the story when it comes to losing weight the natural way without stimulants and drugs, courtesy of Calitrin. On the market for almost 25 years, if you go to toploss.com, you'll see as much as you can about the science. You can spend an hour or two looking through the information from people who have taken this product and used it and really had success. So now you go to toploss.com, use discount code DJV, you don't have to pay for shipping, and you can buy three and get three free. That's the BOGO deal. It's not buy one, it's buy three or more and get three free. Get on the program. 6 months is a good time for you to really focus on it, lose your weight, get your weight into the optimum number with Calitrin. Toploss.com website. Buy it now using the discount code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. It's now, what is this, part two, maybe part three of our weekly discussion going through the stories from this past week, the week of August 10th to the 14th, as researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Please go to talkers.com, where every week the story list is published and the people list is published. And then it's our privilege and pleasure, Michael and mine, to discuss some of these things and the ancillary stuff that goes with it. I was just sort of thinking about, we don't necessarily pick these things out. You go through the list and then I may pick out one or two things, or you can pick out two or three things that you think apply to a conversation, a general conversation. As I look at Kamala Harris and think about what she said to Joe Biden about Joe Biden when they were in the heat of the first debates that you go through, and looking, because the video is being replayed everywhere, her face and Joe Biden's expressions as she's attacking him, ripping him from one end of the stage to the other. And the fact that they can, what is the old expression, politics makes strange bedfellows. I wouldn't give that woman the time of day if I were Joe Biden. And the fact that he succumbed to the pressure from the Democratic National Committee to put her on because she's a big fundraiser. She has nothing in terms of being, she could very well be the next president of the United States. Mm. And yet, for her entire, I think I told you this, Michael, I'm so opposed to her from the first days when I was at KABC, when she was climbing up the ladder. I remember interviewing her one night as she was involved in local politics in Los Angeles. And I was so taken back by the amount of self-aggrandizing that she was involved in, even then. The stuff just ripped off, oozed out of her skin. It's all about me, 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 and what I can do. And I followed her career, and every step she's made along the way has been measured, has been something that has been planned. And so, I mean, I suppose you could say it's no different than anybody else in corporate America who makes plans to climb up the ladder and get to the top. But as I guess I'm one of those choir boys that thinks, back to the old days when public service was really just that. not about the people who are in the positions, but about the jobs they could do.
So I guess I imagine having somebody like that in the White House as opposed to the gentleman we have now who...
Never... Okay, touche.
I mean, maybe you just don't like the fact that she's a woman doing it.
No, I don't. That's not it at all. Other people have said that. No, I don't like, they, you know, I don't like Trump. He's a man. You know, does that mean I don't want a man in the White House? No, I just think that that politicians in general rub me the wrong way. There are plenty of them on both sides who do the same thing. But she's the best example.
But I want to say something. I agree with you about her. She's a politician, but I don't expect more from politicians. I don't believe Joe Biden has succumbed to anything. I think Joe Biden's skin is thick. I think he's he's a seasoned politician, I think that he wants her there because he wants her to do the same stuff to Trump, and he knew it was show business. It's professional wrestling, and man, I'd love to have a tough cookie like her as my running mate if I were Biden at this point. So I think that I don't think he's anybody's puppet. That's the point I'm making.
Biden. Yeah. Oh, I don't either. I think the play on him, he's an old man, he can fall apart.
Tough as nails.
I don't buy that at all. I agree with you. I think he comes across differently sometimes.
I think it's going to help him. I think the combination of Biden and Harris is going to be very effective campaigning. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Considering the nature of what they're up against and what the real decision here is, Trump or no Trump. That's really the decision.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how, and I think that's the way a lot of people are playing it.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States Postal Service is now warning states coast to coast that it cannot guarantee all ballots cast for mail by the November election will arrive in time to be counted, even if mailed by state deadlines, raising the possibility that millions of voters could be disenfranchised. Voters and lawmakers in several states are complaining that some curbside mail collection boxes are also being removed. The post office is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots. Warning letters were sent out to 46 states, raising the possibility that many Americans eligible for mail-in ballots will not have them counted. But that's not the intent, according to the Postmaster General, Louis Deloy. Deloy said the post office is merely asking elected officials and voters to realistically consider how the mail works and be mindful of deliberate standards in order to provide voters ample time to cast their ballots properly through the mail. This is USA Radio News. Portland State University said it will disarm all of its campus police force more than 2 years after officers from the department shot and killed a black man who was trying to break up a fight close to campus. The announcement came as Oregon's largest city approaches 80 consecutive nights of protests following the death of George Floyd. Portland State President Stephen Percy said the decision to have officers patrol the campus unarmed is the first step in a broader policy to reimagine safety in the heart of Portland. The university has over 30,000 students, although many commute to class. The largest rural airline in Alaska has now declared bankruptcy and laid off more than 1,000 workers, but wants to award over $250,000 in bonus money to its chief executive and other employee. Anchorage-based Raven Air Group filed the request in Delaware Bankruptcy Court, arguing the bonuses are justified because of long hours and hard work that went into selling the company's assets after it shut down during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Yes, it is a cold, cruel world that we live in, and we're here to discuss that from every angle.
Remember that old poster of the guy sticking his head out of a toilet saying goodbye, cruel world? It used to hang in bathrooms. You know, I was just talking with Phil that one of the major medical organizations has released statistics that about 1 in 10 American adults has contemplated suicide in the last couple of weeks.
Ooh.
And it's, I don't know how true that is, but based on my own observations, I would think that it's within the realm of reality.
Well, there are a lot of people who have worked very hard all their lives, and their businesses have gone up in flames because of this. And that brings me around. It's an interesting reflection, Michael. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The review of the impact of this and how it happened, I posted myself in my own way, sort of contextually, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, and there's another. I have my own personal page, Doug Steffen. You're not on Facebook.
No, I don't do Facebook.
You stay away from social media.
Facebook. We have Talker's Facebook page. It's a minimal amount of stuff. I don't do a lot of social media. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not particularly concerned with whether people like me.
Well, I'm not either. That isn't why I have mine. I like to post nice things about my farm, nice things about my family, my friends. It sets a nice tone, at least from my perspective. And so when, it gets down to some of the things that are up on Facebook that pertain to what's going on, I did post something this week that was a reflection on where we are, comparatively speaking. The coronavirus, how many people have died, how many people in the world, going back to 1918, how many people died, how many people were in the world, and the other things that we've had that have been ancillary, even the HIV epidemic or problem. It was kind of an epidemic, I think, for a while, to be sure. Ebola, SARS, you name it, they're all over the place. And I have said, I did at the beginning say, and I've come back around to this, that I was kind of concerned about the political impact, the economic impact of this on the world's economy and whether it balanced or not. And he said, "Oh, you cruel son of a bitch, what are you talking about? Lives and yada yada." And I think of this very thing you just told me, how many people who worked hard all of their lives to build a business and it's destroyed by, in some cases, you could argue, news media coverage scaring people, and they end it all. They off themselves because they can't stand it, can't handle it. So, you know, I think that's part of whether you think it's a legitimate angle, Michael, is a part of the discussion that is becoming more and more prevalent. And I think
we often have psychology and emotional issues on our survey of what's being talked about.
Yeah, the psychology, I had that for a long time.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean it doesn't exist anymore. It's just on front burner, you know?
Right. You know, I understand that. So in looking at these things and trying to understand what it is that people feel, a lot of people feel hopeless that they can't, that the government programs don't apply to them. I mean, farmers, you know how close I am to farmers.
Well, you're a farmer.
I am a farmer. It took months. It took 4.5 months for this administration to actually come around to realizing that farmers were part of the economy and that they needed the same help that everybody else got in April. They didn't get it until the end of June, the 1st of July. So how many farmers went out of business in those? You know, that's how we're teetering on the edge here with a lot of these people.
Well, a lot of the teetering on the edge is because the stimulus package kept us from going over the edge, and now we're starting to slip over the edge again as rents are due and a lot of the bills packages run out. And we don't have a new one, and there won't be one until September. But then there's the issue after all of that of, you know, where's the money coming from and what's going to happen to the dollar when we finally do recover, if we recover. We're certainly not going to have a V recovery. That's pipe dream. That's political hogwash. Because there's no way.
What does that mean? A V recovery.
A V recovery means that the graph will look like a V. We'll drop down and then we're going to go right back up.
Yeah.
When the virus is over. That's what President Trump is sort of pulling for.
No. No.
And there's no way that can happen
for him to get reelected.
Well, that's what I said. It's political.
Yeah.
It's political. On the other hand, there's no reason why we have to have gloom and doom where it's going to keep going down, which is also political.
Sure, but it's an individual thing. You bring yourself up by the bootstraps. You don't listen or be influenced by somebody you don't even know that writes a column in a newspaper or, you know, some blog on the internet. What the hell do they? You don't know those people. So why are you paying any attention to them?
Well, that's part of human nature, is to seek information, to seek research, to,
Well, stuff that you agree with. I thought it was interesting, as we look around the landscape, especially of News Talk Radio, which is our bailiwick here, the political advertising that started, you know, the primaries are less than a month away for many of the, like, Congress and the Senate. There are primary elections there that are very important. Here in Massachusetts, where you and I live, there is a lot of money being spent on radio by Joe Kennedy, who's running against Ed Markey, and the stations are doing great because of political advertising, and you know it certainly helps given what our last summer was like.
Well, thank you for reminding me that I live in Massachusetts. I haven't been there since January.
I know you. I know you stayed a distance.
I've been in Florida since January.
Yeah.
I haven't had a haircut since January.
Oh, my God.
Haven't worn shoes or clothes since February. Last time I went out to dinner was February, and I live in T-shirts. It's hot as hell down here. I'm not used to being in Florida in the summer. It's hot as hell. I wear T-shirts, sneakers, and sweatpants that are very light. That's it.
There you go.
And I don't take haircuts, and I shave every 2 weeks. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
but I'm actually liking it.
Yeah, you're getting used to it. You may not want to come back north.
I don't know if I want to go back to, you know, to ever wearing a suit again or wearing a tie.
That's one of the ancillary. You know, you talk about businesses. I've known my father's in the clothing business, and so we got to know a lot of people. Who were in, you know, the little stores in every community, suits and sport coats and shirts and ties and all that stuff. Well, it's like everything else has been taken over by a lot of big companies, but there still are mom-and-pop operations around here and there, and they've all suffered, if not completely going out of business, certainly having to change the way they do stuff because people don't go to the office. They're not wearing dressy. Everybody's like you. They're around and they're sweating. All the people working from home.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get dressed up. I'm in a bathrobe when I do my radio program and have been for the 32 years that I've been. Well, if I'm in a studio, obviously I'm dressed. If I'm in a radio station studio, but if I'm in my home studio where I am or where you are, I'm in a bathrobe. Mm-hmm. I don't have, wow. There's nobody looking at what I do, so what do I need to
say? So you're a bathrobe guy, huh?
I love bathrobes.
I have never worn a bathrobe.
Really?
I find it funny when you see like people in the movies or, you know, men with their smoking jackets.
Yeah. People women about my Hefner look.
Do you remember women with house coats?
Yes.
I do. Those are the ones that are going to vote for Trump. Women. Women in their house coats who are afraid of black people moving into their neighborhood.
Right, exactly. Man. You know, that is something, though, when you think about it, the amount of one of the items, but not as much now are we focused on Black Lives Matter. It still is a part of our discussion, urban unrest. Number 6 this week on the countdown, race relations, that sort of thing. I mentioned earlier this moron who is a mayor in Virginia who referred to on a Twitter post to Kamala Harris as Aunt Jemima. I just can't believe that there are people who are that deaf. If that's what it is. If you're a private citizen and you say that stuff, you're entitled to whatever thoughts. And if you're a public figure and you say it's like a death knell. Mm-hmm. And it ought to be. I mean, there's a point to going too far with Black Lives Matter and political correctness. I think that we may have bridged that, the other edge. But the other side of it is that there were so many wrongs and so many injustices and so many things that needed to be corrected.
Right.
It almost screamed for the pendulum to go the other way. Think so?
Oh, gosh. I think you just said the whole thing. On one level, we've gone too far. Another level, at least we've gone some distance, and we'll find a balance.
Yeah.
And
Is Kamala Harris a result of that? Is the only reason she's on the ballot? She's not black anyway. She's Jamaican and Indian, I think, if that becomes important to people.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms as to what is black, you know?
Yeah.
All
and Trump now doesn't want you to believe she was born here. That he's done the Obama birther issue with her.
He's very likely on the wrong side of history. And what that means is there are certain movements in culture, movements in traditions, movements physically, migrations, changes, progress, that are beyond any one person. And so the question, is she there because she's black? And she is black, based upon definitions.
Yeah.
Most black people have in their ancestry white relatives.
Yes.
And I guess you're black if you are black in any way. You know what I mean?
Well, Obama was half white. His mother wasn't.
Right,
mother,
right.
His father was white.
So, you know, this whole thing of defining people by color is BS. But it's our BS.
Is.
But
yeah.
But let's understand, it's crap.
Yeah.
That being said, her blackness is an issue that does make her qualified because it answers one of the burning social issues that we have today, and that's racial discord, race relations. The fact that she happens to also be an accomplished, whether you like her or not, attorney general, city council, city attorney, United States senator. Is better than if she was just somebody who was writing a newspaper column or had been in office for 3 weeks and is a convenient black woman because we want to put a black woman in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of aspects to these things that it's very easy to jump on board and go, ugh. But I think that
I think I have no love for her, if you're going to break it down to details, but I have to say that about all politicians. However, that being said, as we go back before, I can understand where she is based on the times and the circumstances, an effective choice for Joe Biden to have a reasonable chance of being elected.
A reasonable chance. There we go. More coming up on the people list from Talkers. These are the names that made it, some connected to some of the stories, some of them are not. Sumner Redstone, who was the chief at Viacom and CBS and so many other media companies over his 90, I think he was 98 when he passed away this past week at number 10. Dr. Fauci is 9 for fairly obvious reasons. He stays in the top 10. Marjorie Taylor Greene and the aforementioned QAnon conspiracy theory, they're connected at 8. The premier of China, Xi Jinping. Vladimir Putin, is, by the way, Xi, Xing, whatever, is 7. Bad Vlad is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Mike Pence is 4. Joe Biden is 3. Donald Trump is in the second position. Pretty amazing, because he's usually on the top of the heap. But that honor goes to Kamala Harris this week, whether she stays there or not. I guess remains to be seen whether she comes out of the box fighting. But anyway, number 1 is Ms. Harris on the people list from Talkers Magazine. For the Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The aortic valve regulates blood flow through the heart. When it's not working properly,
there's two problems that can happen. One is blockage, and second is leakage.
It can force the heart to work harder, and that, says cardiologist Chet Rehal, can take its toll.
They'll start having symptoms. Shortness of breath is probably the most common. Other symptoms that can occur include chest pain or chest heaviness, just like angina. Or probably the most serious symptom is when people begin to get lightheaded or pass out.
Treatment really depends on the severity of the problem. Medications can help lessen the symptoms, but to actually fix the issue, Dr. Rehal says surgery is necessary.
We still do open heart surgery on many, many patients here every single day at Mayo Clinic. It's still a great treatment. However, we've got these newer treatments that are less invasive, easier on the patients.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At talkers.com. We can't tell that story on the air.
How do you lay that on me during the break with 2 minutes
know,
left?
Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that. So this week on the Michael Harrison interview,
there's Pat McCrory,
yes,
the former North Carolina governor who lost by a narrow margin because of his involvement in that whole transgender issue. Very popular politician other than that in North Carolina. 7-time mayor of Charlotte. He's the morning guy at WVT, big heritage station there. And we have a fascinating conversation about political correctness and the cancel culture. Also some good stuff about the issues. And it's mhinterview.com to hear a conversation with a really interesting character from politics and radio.
So, is he popular because he's good? as a radio person, or is he popular because he was a popular mayor and a politician?
Both.
He was governor, and now what does he do after he's governor? He becomes a radio host.
Yeah, but he's been there 3 years, and he's getting high ratings. I opened the interview by saying, you know, it's common thought in the talk radio business that former politicians are lousy radio hosts because they're too guarded. He said, yeah. I've never been guarded. That was my weakness as a politician. I always tell it like it is, and he does. He's very open.
That's refreshing, then, because we'd like to have more people. And I'd like to have Kamala Harris tell it like it was, rather than how she, you know, well, all right. We've had enough to say about all of that. Michael, thank you for being here, as usual. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check out that MHInterview.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the next person up in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits of talk radio. I can't tell you, Steve, how helpful Scamicide.com has come in for so many people this week alone. For those of you who don't know, Steve is a lawyer. He comments on things on the countdown that have a legal connection to them. But he also has devoted a lot of time to a website which informs people about the dangers of scams. And for some reason, I saw something this week about how many scams. I mean, for some reason, I was attracted. I mean, it's not unusual to see something like this, have something like this around, but how many people are being zapped. And it isn't just on the phone, the mail-in stuff. You know, I had the conversation in relationship to the mail-in voting discussion, which is number two this week on the countdown. But the number of, I mean, I could see you being scammed even in the election business. You know, somebody decides they want to send you how do you know who's sending you ballots, where they're going, you know. But I could see people opening up the mail, being asked for information that they shouldn't give anybody, but they, oh, well, it's the government. I have to prove who I am so my vote counts. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now we are probably in the most unprecedented level of scams in human history. Interpol, the International Law Enforcement Agency, just issued a report, as a matter of fact, last week, indicating that since the coronavirus pandemic came in, the level of scamming has increased dramatically all over the world, and it is expected to do worse, and also with more data breaches. But then you throw in what you were just mentioning in regard to the election season, and there are a host of scams there, and along with the census, phony census workers, census, and suddenly they're asking for your bank account information and social security number, which they do not ask for. But in regard to candidates, as you said, you're going to get an email, you're going to get a text message, you're going to get a phone call in regard to a particular candidate, or if you're going to still be allowed to enroll to vote, we need to confirm your information. And this is where, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you're contacted in any form asking for personal information or money, you've got to confirm it. You just can't rely on it.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, we're moving into the legal side of your expertise. Number three this week on the countdown list, a focus on school openings. So can you see a world in which some sharp lawyer will start a class action lawsuit against cities and towns, jurisdictions, if schools open and a whole bunch of kids get sick?
I even see some dull lawyers doing it. Yeah, I think there's going to be issues about even it's an old writ of mandamus ordering political and elected officials to do what they're supposed to do. I think there may be issues with OSHA. I think teachers and teachers' unions are going to be pushing back. It's going to be a mess, and one of the problems is very often the courts, and I used to say this to juries. I said I felt about our system of justice like Winston Churchill felt about democracy. He said democracy was the worst form of government on the face of the earth, except for all of the others. And our courts are pretty good, but they're slow. And slowness is not something that we need for making decisions during this time of the pandemic.
You know, you make an interesting point. Does anything in terms of courts, do they ever get backed up? I know people are trying to get a divorce, and they can't because the courts are backed up. I know land cases that are people protesting this, that, or the other thing, trying to stop building and all this stuff. And you know, you're a year away from being heard. How's that justice? Because you can't, you know, why aren't there more people? Why aren't there night courts? Remember that old show?
Night court? I learned that. Yeah. I would go
why aren't there more of those?
Well, you know, we do need greater speed in the courts, but we need it to be done properly. But there is the old saw. They say justice delayed is justice denied. You know, you mentioned divorce. One of my former law partners is a very, very prominent divorce lawyer, and nothing is happening in the courts right now. But I assured him, I said, after this pandemic and people spending so much time together, don't worry. As soon as the gates open, you'll be the busiest guy in town.
Yeah, well, a lot of divorce cases have been filed already, so yeah, you see that coming. Yeah. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer and a college professor here in Boston at Bentley University, and make sure you're checking out Scamicide.com, his website dedicated to helping you stay away from all those damn scams that are all over the place. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.